Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Triple H blasts WWE fans for ruining the product. We'll get into that in a moment. Plus, huge plans for SummerSlam weekend and the Impact World title is being defended in an AEW ring. For Friday, June the 11th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tweet my displeasure. That's right. I'm going to jump on social media and I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. I might even send an Instagram or a Vine. That's right. And on that tweet, in that tweet, in however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, and by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching. That's right.
NXT TakeOver In Your House is this Sunday. Live reactions on the Cultaholic YouTube channel from Adam Pacitti. Plus, we'll have What Happened At and In Your House TakeOver graded as well. Ahead of TakeOver, Triple H led a media call last night answering questions from the wrestling press about NXT TakeOver and the plans in general going forward. And some interesting things from this. I think the one thing that has been noted, and you can tell by some of the quotes I'm going to read to you today, Triple H wasn't exactly in the finest of moods during this particular media call. So just a few highlights from it. On the subject of NXT talent being misused on the main roster. Here we go. Triple H says, "It's funny to me sometimes how in our business, everyone is so worried about where someone is going to go or land and how this is going to play out long term or in the future. How about watch it? Do you like it or not like it? Do you have to say, I like it, but I like this other thing more? Just watch it or don't. And stop trying to figure out where everything goes. Fans ruin their own stuff half the time, trying to figure out where everything goes and why it's going there and how. And then trying to pick up their phone and search for the thing to find out what it is can ruin it for them. So they aren't surprised when it happens. I just don't understand that." Fiery comments from Triple H about fans complaining about the WWE product. During the media call, also, Triple H was asked about the NWA's plans for an all-women's show at the end of August. Mickie James revealed this alongside Billy Corgan at the start of NWA Power on Tuesday. Mickie James made a comment during this announcement saying that regardless of contractual status, all women are invited to be a part of it. And Triple H made a point to kind of reference this without referencing Mickie James. So Triple H, when asked whether or not they would do an all-women's pay-per-view again in WWE, said they've already done that, and to him, equality is equality. If they did an all-men show, they get criticized for that. And on the subject of Mickie James inviting the best regardless of contractual status, Triple H says, "From a business person's standpoint, why do we have contractual status? It doesn't make any sense to me. If you want to wrestle the best women in the world, come to WWE. That's where they are. If you want to go elsewhere and say that they are, that's an opinion, and you can. I'm all for it, and I'm one of the biggest drivers of it. Will we do another all-women's event down the line? Possibly, but it's not a must-have at the moment. I think we do an amazing job of displaying our female athletes. Is it perfect? No. Will it always be in flux? Yes. But we do a pretty good job. In my opinion, the best female performers in the world are in WWE. And if they're not, they want to be. Finally, Triple H from the media call discusses plans for the next NXT TakeOver, and it makes for an interesting SummerSlam weekend. Triple H says there is a work in progress plan for a SummerSlam weekend TakeOver. Fightful have added to this, the working plan is for NXT TakeOver the day after SummerSlam, but in Orlando at the WWE Performance Center's Capital Wrestling Center. The show being scheduled for the CWC gives the company flexibility if they opt to move it outside of there. Also, it would mean a TakeOver potentially falling on a Sunday, unless they choose to run it on the Friday, but possibly if running it on a Sunday. Normally, we have the NXT TakeOver on the Saturday and then the WWE show on a Sunday. But because SummerSlam is happening on a Saturday, they may bump TakeOver to a Sunday. We'll keep an eye on that at cultaholic.com. Is Brock Lesnar going to be part of SummerSlam weekend? That's the question, though. Andrew Zarian on Twitter says, to add to some of the reports I'm seeing from good sources like Sean Ross Sapp, John Albert, and WrestleVotes, the main event currently for SummerSlam is planned for John Cena versus Roman Reigns. Lesnar was in consideration for this show, but I have not heard that is happening. Expect Lesnar to return at some point, but I personally have not been told he is on the card for sure. I know there were some reports regarding this, and it's not accurate. Another absent WWE star is Bray Wyatt. Mike Johnson addressed this in a Q&A session on PW Insider, saying, we are told that Wyatt has purposely been kept off TV. It is not a case he has heat or anything like that. He is actually very well liked. The Randy Orton match, we are told, went 100% exactly as planned. So clearly we are biding our time before we see a return for one Bray Wyatt and, by proxy, The Fiend. We mentioned on the news podcast yesterday about Braun Strowman's five-figure number for those wanting to book him for independent shows. Braun has cleared that up on Twitter, saying, let me get this FYI out. I have not spoken to anyone about bookings, but if you want to talk business, the email to my agent is in my bio. Thank you for any confusion you may be reading online. So Braun Strowman apparently hasn't been taking any indie bookings. Doesn't deny it's not five figures, though. Good lad. Talking of indie bookings, one of the most popular independent promotions are coming back. It was announced last night that Pro Wrestling Guerrilla are making a return on Sunday, August the 1st. This will be the first PWG show since December 2019. They were meant to run an event titled Kobe in March, but then, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic happened. It's great to see PWG making its way back. Some of wrestling's biggest stars have passed through Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. You know, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Daniel Bryan, Kenny Omega, Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, Zack Sabre Jr., Ricochet, Chuck Taylor, Keith Lee, and Volta, all former champions in PWG. Young Bucks, Evil Uno, and Stu Grayson, pre-Dark Order, when they were the Super Smash Brothers, Penta and Phoenix and MSK, all former PWD Tag Team Champions, and stars such as Seth Rollins, Cesaro, Nigel McGuinness, Paul London, Christopher Daniels, Chris Hero, Brian Cage, Rich Swann, Tommaso Ciampa, Timothy Thatcher, Cameron Grimes, Tommy End, Jushin Liger, Will Ospreay, Riddle, Cody Rhodes, Darby Allin, Orange Cassidy, and Drew McIntyre have all passed through their doors as well. It is great to have PWG getting back up and running. A new NXT champion was crowned last night on NXT UK. Mako Satomura is the all-new NXT UK Women's Champion. A heck of a match between her and Kaylee Ray last night. Kaylee Ray ends her title reign just over 600 days. And Satomura, by doing so, becomes the fourth NXT UK Women's Champion in history.
I think that the AEW champion, I think the Impact champion, there's been a lot of great stuff that Kenny's done in his career, but his greatest accomplishments have come in Daly's place. So for this Impact championship match with Moose, to me, the best place to do it is Daly's place. Also, what I can assure you, Don, even better, I'll make you even happier, is Sami Callihan will not be there. Sami Callihan is a guy that we don't want around Daly's place. I can assure you, I've got great security, and one thing I can promise is Sami Callihan will not be there.
I think this is a great decision. Scott, good job. Tony, never thought it. That's a great, I love it. Daly's a home field advantage, Scott. It's a football thing. This is great. This is great. Guys, thank you very much. I feel fantastic. Yeah. Hey, I feel fantastic. Hit my music.
Hey, Don, hold on to music. Hold the music. So It's great. We're going to be here this Saturday. We're going to have, against all odds, Sammy will be competing here. The Good Brothers will be competing here. So they, not that they'd ever interfere, but they won't be able to. One-on-one, Moose versus Kenny for the Impact World Champion. Best man wins. I know you think it's going to be your boy Kenny, and maybe he will be. So congratulations. And one last thing, whoever walks out of Against All Odds as the Impact World Champion will have a special date waiting for them. Because July 17th at Slammiversary, that person, that winner this Saturday, will defend the Impact World's Championship against Sammy Callahan. Tony signed off on it. It's going to be great.
What have you done?
Now you can hit the music.
How can you? This is, no, I don't want it. No, this is awful.
This weekend, it is Impact Wrestling Against All Odds. And last night on Impact, the main event was set. And it's going to be an intriguing one. It was revealed that Kenny Omega will defend the Impact World Championship against Moose. Now, we knew that going in. There was some conversation about adding Sammy Callahan to this match as well. It was last night during a summit that it was determined that Sammy Callahan will instead get his one-on-one title opportunity at Slammiversary, which is coming up on July the 17th, which leaves Kenny Omega versus Moose one-on-one. But to mix things up, this match isn't going to be taking place in Nashville. This match will take place at Daly's Place in Jacksonville, Florida, inside an AEW ring. We can assume it's going to be one of two things. It's either going to be that they shoot it in front of an empty stadium, or they add it on and they film it during the Dynamite show tonight, because they're there live for Dynamite. They may film it beforehand and ask people not to spoil it, because that is the main event of Against All Odds. Let's go through the card, shall we, for Against All Odds. The X Division Top Contenders match. We'll see Trey Miguel taking on Petey Williams, Ace Austin, Chris Bay, and Rohit Raju. That should be a belter to get us underway. Jordan Grace goes one-on-one with Tennille Dashwood. Rich Swann is facing newcomer W. Morrissey, now officially on the books as Big Cass. Satoshi Kojima facing Joe Doering, that beast who's part of Violent by Design. The tag team street fight will see Sammy Callahan and Tommy Dreamer taking on the Good Brothers. The Impact tag titles on the line. Violent by Design, Dina and Rhino are going to be defending against Black Taurus and Crazy Steve from Decay. Speaking of Decay, Rosemary steps up to challenge Deanna Purrazzo for the Impact Knockouts Championship. And in that main event, emanating from Daly's Place, Kenny Omega puts the Impact World Championship on the line against Moose. You can watch that show go down on Impact Plus tomorrow night. On the YouTube channel over the weekend, because it's a pay-per-view weekend, we are going to be looking to do reactions for you on Sunday night. You'll have What Happened at In Your House Takeover and Takeover In Your House graded from myself on Monday as well. Lists and ranked videos across the weekend as well. We'll keep you ticking over with fun stuff at youtube.com/cultaholic. Check out cultaholic.com right now. There is a brand new test for you ahead of Against All Odds. How well do you know your Impact Wrestling and TNA World Champions? Take the test at cultaholic.com right now. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review goes down tomorrow. Matthew Gregg and myself watching old school episodes of SmackDown for your pleasure. And also on Sunday, a brand new Desert Island Graps. I am in the company of Christian Harloff, a former WWE writer and one of the minds behind the Schmodown on YouTube. Looking forward to hearing some stories from Christian Harloff. You will hear him on the podcast feed on Sunday and at twitch.tv/cultaholic. It is Friday, which means you and I are getting together for Love You By Friday. The isolation station is taking your calls from 4 p.m. British summertime. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.